My favourite story about this time of the year is about Brixton Prison, the men's prison in London. And it's a true story. I heard it from Bishop Tom Butler. You see, back in 2004, the authorities at Brixton Prison ran a series of drama workshops for the inmates. To be precise, they ran a series of Shakespeare workshops. The prison hired an actor and a director, and for several months that year, some of the young men in the prison spent up to 4 hours every day learning the art of acting. In fact, many of them discovered a talent they never knew they had, and some even gained their equity cards before their release. So, as it drew near to Christmas, they decided they would have a carol service, but a carol service with a difference. Instead of the usual lessons and readings, what they would do instead is take words from some of Shakespeare's plays and put them into the mouths of Mary and Joseph and the other characters in the Christmas story. The finale of this rather wonderful carol service was to be a speech from God himself. Then, on the day of the carol service, disaster struck. God, as played by the most talented actor, had gone to court across London that morning, and much to his and everybody else's surprise, he had been released. God, it seemed, had left the building. However, just as all hope seemed lost, a loud banging noise was heard in the prison. It turned out that God was hammering on the door, begging, demanding that the prison officers let him back in so that he could play his part. The young man was determined not to let his fellow actors, their teacher, the chaplain, or the congregation down. Well, you'll be glad to hear that they did let God back into the prison that night, and the show went on. The carol service, as planned, culminated in a speech from God. And what did God say? Well, his words were from Portia's speech on mercy from the Law Courts of the Merchant of Venice. He said this: "The quality of mercy is not strained. It droppeth as the gentle rain from heaven upon the place beneath. It is twice blessed. It blesseth him that gives and him that takes." Mercy did indeed drop upon Brixton Prison that night. And if you want to know what it is we're preparing for during the season of Advent, well, there it is. God, the deep mystery within, beneath, beyond all life. God coming to us in love and mercy, wherever and whoever we are. God demanding that we let him in, hammering on the door to come into us. God, that which is greater than all of us, yet present in each one of us. God remaining faithful to us, now and always. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. Amen.